You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire County Foundation is offering grant funding to local nonprofit organizations seeking to address community health needs. It's the first round of grant funding dispersed by the foundation, which was formed following the HSHS closures last year and is funded by money from the former HSHS Sacred Heart Hospital Foundation. Nonprofits in Eau Claire can apply for up to $10,000 of grant funding for community health efforts that address crucial needs. Applications for the grant funding will be accepted until June 13th. The Pierce County Board began considering a resolution to support the designation of the Mississippi River Trail in the county this week. The resolution would recognize the trail southbound along U.S. Highway 10 from the Minnesota state line to near the intersection of Broad Street and Wisconsin Highway 35. Some board members argued the designation will add value to existing roads and trails, while others expressed specific traffic safety concerns for cyclists. The resolution will be further considered at the April 15th County Board meeting. A pair of Republican state lawmakers from Northwest Wisconsin have introduced legislation aimed at limiting foreign ownership of farmland in the state. The Wisconsin Farmland Protection Act was introduced by State Representative Clint Moses of Menominee and State Senator Rob Staffschult of New Richmond. It would restrict most foreign entities from owning more than 50 acres of farmland in the state and bans China and Russia from owning any land within 10 miles of military installations. Foreign entities would have 18 months to divest. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman has agreed to surrender his law license while facing multiple misconduct violations stemming from an investigation into the 2020 election. The Office of Lawyer Regulation filed a 10-count complaint against Gableman in November in relation to his conduct while investigating unfounded allegations of fraud in the 2020 election. The investigation, for which Assembly Speaker Robin Voss hired Gableman, cost $2.3 million and failed to uncover any widespread fraud. Voss fired Gableman in 2022. The University of Wisconsin-Madison has announced 6 students and 7 alumni on employment extensions had their visas terminated by the U.S. government this week. In a statement on Monday, UW-Madison officials said the school had no involvement in the federal government's decision to revoke the visas and does not believe that the decision was connected to free speech events or political activity. The university is working with those impacted to help determine their next steps, as a terminated visa would require them to leave the country immediately. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for urban forestry catastrophic storm grants. The grant funding was made available after Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency from March 29th through April 1st due to severe ice and snowstorms across the state. Individual municipalities, tribal governments, and some nonprofit organizations can apply for between $4,000 and $50,000 of grant funding to repair, remove, or replace trees in urban areas that suffered damage during the storms. Eau Claire Parks Recreation and Forestry is reminding residents that the city's green waste facility is now open for the season. The green waste facility is located on Jeffers Road and will be open on Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Residents can drop off things like grass clippings, brush, and leaves for environmentally friendly disposal. Disposal fees range from $1 per 30-gallon biodegradable bag to $45 for a season pass, which allows residents unlimited disposals at the green waste facility. The Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council has announced the chosen site for their planned Day Resource Center in Eau Claire. The facility will be located at 610 Gibson Street after renovations and will provide resources for unhoused individuals in the area, including space for housing and family service programs. Organization officials say they're still in the early stages of planning and need to raise over $5.7 million to purchase and renovate the building. They say the site's proximity to other services and transit is the reason it was chosen. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging young hunters to participate in this weekend's statewide youth turkey hunt. According to a press release, the hunt on Saturday and Sunday is meant to give hunters under the age of 16 a chance to gain some experience before the regular turkey hunting season begins. To participate, youth hunters will need a spring turkey license, a wild turkey stamp, and a valid harvest authorization. Youth hunters must also register their turkey online or over the phone by 5 p.m. the day after they recover it. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley has announced her intent to seek another 10-year term in the 2026 election. The announcement comes after Judge Susan Crawford's victory in the April 1st election, solidifying a liberal majority on the state's highest court for the next couple of years. If Justice Bradley falls short in her re-election bid next year, liberal justices would have a 5-2 majority on the court. In an interview with Wiz Politics, Bradley said she's concerned about what an extremely radical court is going to do over the next 3 years. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are back tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Minnesota Timberwolves at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks are back in fifth place after winning four in a row. Bobby Portis returns tonight after serving a 25-game suspension for using a banned painkiller. Doc Rivers says at times they had to get creative to cover while Portis was out.
Yeah, we had Kuz at the five, Pat Compton at the four. I think that's the smartest lineup in the league. We had no choice. You know, Brooke gets in foul trouble. You know, you feel like a mad scientist at times, but at times you want to just go back to being normal. That would be nice.
Baseball: Brewers opening a three-game series in Denver against the Rockies. The crew adding a pair of players in trades. Pitcher Quinn Priester is a lefty from Baltimore, just 24 years old. And outfielder Daz Cameron has arrived after a trade with Baltimore. And the team announcing a celebration of life for Bob Uecker will be held at AmFam Field pregame Sunday, August 24th. Bob Costas will be the MC. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After a couple lackluster weeks, the box office appears to be back gangbusters thanks to the Minecraft movie. Despite mixed reviews, the film came in first place, set a box office record, and brought in $163 million at the gate. The film shattered the record for a video game-based movie. In addition to the big take domestically, Minecraft added another $150 million overseas, bringing its total weekend haul to $313 million. Coming in second place in its second week of release was Jason Statham's A Working Man. The action film about a man trying to rescue his boss's daughter from sex traffickers brought in a little over $7 million, giving it a total of $27 million big ones. The Chosen: Last Supper Part 2 came in third place with just under $7 million in its first week in theaters. Rounding out the top five were Disney's Snow White with $6 million, and in fifth place was The Woman in the Yard. The horror film brought in $4.5 million. Trying to navigate a post-apocalyptic world can be very dangerous, even fictitiously. In the upcoming season of The Last of Us, Bella Ramsey's character Ellie will be better equipped to fight off said dangers. Ramsey told the gang at the Today Show yesterday morning that for season two, they trained with weapons, took jiu-jitsu, and learned how to box to make the fight scenes more realistic. Also, they praised their co-star, Pedro Pascal. The Last of Us season two drops April 13th on Max. Write this down or make a mental note, but don't forget, at this year's Wisconsin Film Festival, I saw a film called The Threesome, which is probably the best rom-com I've ever seen. The film stars Zoe Deutsch, Ruby Cruz, and Jonah Howard King. Writer Ethan Ogilby was a recent guest on Nightlight. The film is filled with surprises, the characters are thoughtful, and there is great direction and music, which make it a home run. I highly recommend it when it's released on streaming. Happy Days are here again. The cast of the 70s sitcom reunited for the first time in 50 years at Steel City Con in Pittsburgh over the weekend. Ron Howard, Henry Winkler, Anson Williams, and Donnie Most all played Milwaukee teens on the show that was set in the 50s. The actors sounded thrilled to be together again and said it felt like yesterday that they were all filming the show. They are much older now and definitely look like they're all in their 70s, as opposed to when they were playing high schoolers and looked like they were only in their 30s. Woody Harrelson was being considered for a role on White Lotus Season 3, but passed it up for kind of a strange but admirable reason. The former Cheers and White Men Can't Jump actor says White Lotus changed their shooting schedule, which conflicted with a family vacation, so he had to move on. Although maybe the trip to Wally World was just an excuse to get out of doing an incest scene. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest to west at 5 to 10. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and a high tomorrow in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.